Up first for pop is Maddie.
He's probably slow dancing with a bleach blonde tramp, and she's probably getting frisky. Right now, he's probably buying her some fruity little drink, 'cause she can't shoot a whiskey. Right now, he's probably up behind her with a pool stick showing her how to shoot a gumbo. And he don't know that I dug my key into the side of his pretty little souped up She's probably up singing some white trash version of Shania karaoke. Right now, she's probably saying, I'm drunk. And he's thinking that he's gonna get lucky. Right now, he's probably dabbing on $3 worth of that bathroom polo. Oh, and he don't know that I dug my key into the side of his pretty little souped up four wheel.
The final Maddie song.
Oh my gosh.
I'm sitting on my notebook. That's where it went. I was like, where did my notebook
And go? It was this song again.
I know. I feel like we heard this song another time, too. I know Dylan sang it
was
last
Dylan.
Time. But I feel like even before Dylan, somebody else sang Before He Cheats. Maybe?
Maybe.
I did it on Sing It.
Was it like Snow Fender or something? No. No, I don't know what I'm talking about.
I don't know
about.
Who it was. Turtle?
It was Cookie.
No.
Turtle. It was a girl.
Turtle did it as an audition, I think. Girly.
Oh, maybe. Maybe that's what it was. I don't remember.
Yeah.
Then I wasn't there.
Well, anyway, we should talk.
What are we talking about? The legacy of the song on the show.
Okay.
It's like one of my favorite songs.
Yeah, the finale's song. Complete because Carrie Underwood was on it.
I think, Maddie, this now. Was really good for you vocally. I think this was... This personally, I don't know, I liked your first song on it too. I felt like this one you had more emotion than the other two, and you had attitude on this one, but you were still missing like an oomph. Like, this song has like a ton of oomph. Like,
yeah.
That's like one of the major things about it.
A ton of personality.
Yeah, and I feel like some of that was missing.
Yeah. Like, attitude is just like one facet of personality.
Yeah.
I'm about to say something that makes no sense at all, so I'm just not going to say it. So, I thought, like, it was a little high and strainy and in some parts, but for the most part, it sounded okay. And the cheats were too low. but mostly vocally, I thought it was good. I wrote OMG because I was so excited about this song. And I know you have, like, that soulful sort of, like, sexy voice, so it fit you. But I think it was a good choice. For me,
I thought vocally it was, like, too low for you, and then the choruses sounded like you were straining on them, so yeah. It was kind of, like, middle of the road for me, because it didn't really sound like you had the right amount of emotion and stuff, so yeah.
Yeah. Well, I think she had the right amount of emotion, but it was just, like, not done in, like, a believable way, not, like, in a relatable way.
Yeah, that makes any maybe sense that's to you. It, because, like, Carrie Underwood does it, and you're like, oh, get that loser, and then this was just kind of like, yeah, he cheated on you. Yeah. Interesting song. That probably didn't make any sense.
It doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't.
But, yeah.
It kind of makes, I think it makes, I don't know, it makes enough sense. I think this was a good performance, though. I definitely liked it, and I enjoyed listening to it. And, like, everything we're saying is, like, so nitpicky, because it's the finale.
Yeah, I like that she had, her last song was, like, a, was it, like, a slowish song?
Her Bad Moon Rising was, like, kind of upbeat, but it kind of, she did, like, her really, like, the country one was, like, really slow. And then it kind of built as far as, like, tempo and...
Yeah, I like how she had, like, this range of different types of songs that she picked tonight. Yeah, she
did. Like, she kind of had, like,
to show different facets of Maddie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Though they were all kind of around the same emotion-wise, except this one was, like, way more emotion than the other two.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you definitely have this, like, you're a lot stronger with like, sassy... sort of in-your-face songs. So, yeah.
All right.
It's like you're going to go start a bar fight somewhere. Every time I hear you singing, that's how I picture you. You're, like, on a table somewhere, like, throwing kegs of beer at people walking by.
Swinging from a chandelier. Like,
stomping around. Yeah, swinging from a chandelier.
Maddie's, like, so nice. It's, like, really...
And always wearing, like, leather and, like, has a motorcycle up on her.
I always picture her in leather, too, with, like, leather boots and stuff.
Yeah, right? And she has, like, a pet rattlesnake or something.
Okay, we have to stop this critique. It's long.
Fine. Done.
Done.
Up next for Country Pop is Roast.
So long, singing the same old song. I know every crack in these dirty sidewalks of Broadway, where hustle's the name of the game, and nice guys get washed away like the snow and the rain. There's been a load of compromising on the road to my horizon. But I'm gonna be where the lights are shining on me. Like a rhinestone cowboy running out on a horse in a star-spangled rodeo. Like a rhinestone cowboy, getting cards and letters from people I don't even know. Offers coming over the phone. Well, I really don't mind the rain, and a smile can hide all the pain. Down when you're riding the train, it's taking the long way. And I dream of the things I'll do with the subway token and a dollar tucked inside my shoe. There'll be a load of compromising on the road to my horizon. I'm gonna be where the lights are shining on me. Like a rhinestone cowboy riding out on a horse in a star-spangled rodeo. Rhinestone cowboy getting cards and letters from people I don't even know. An offer's coming over the phone. Like a rhinestone cowboy running out on a horse in a star-spangled rodeo. Rhinestone cowboy.
Russ's final performance.
He is the cowboy of Broadway.
He's a rhinestone cowboy.
He is.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. So what did you guys think of this? I will let you guys talk first.
Yes.
I know, I'm so generous tonight.
So, Val, what'd you think?
Yeah, you go, Val.
I guess. It was like, I didn't like it that much. Like, I kind of was, I don't know, like, it didn't feel like you had the right type of emotion for the song or something. Like, one thing, like, there were a few notes in here that were too low for you, like, Broadway in the first verse was too low, and Long Way in the second one was, and I thought, like, you could have built the bridge to the chorus, because, like, the chorus sounded like it was supposed to be, like, super excited and big, and you're just like, I'm a rhinestone cowboy. Like, it was still performed well, but I think you should have built it to be all excited, because he's, like, excited he's on Broadway or something.
Yeah. I think I would have liked if you would have, like, started off a little softer emotionally and energy-wise, so that you can build it up, because you start off on such a, like, high level already that you don't really have anywhere to go by the time that build in the chorus comes around. And if you if you really like blow it out at that point, it just becomes too much. So like take a step back, just like the opposite of what we usually say, but but like tone it down a little so that you can build it up.
Yeah, I think it was because you started it big that it didn't have anywhere to go, so it sounded like it was all at one level. Yeah.
It's hard to have, like, levels. Yeah, all, it was up there.
I also agree with Valcon, the low, too low part.
Yeah.
I did like it, though. I thought it sounded like a theme song to a 70s TV sitcom.
It did.
I was like, what is this? I was, like, picturing Mary Tyler Moore running around throwing hats and, like, Milwaukee bottling company. That was weird.
Oh my God. That was
strange. This is a weird song choice, Russ. It was very appropriate for you, the lyrics. It was so appropriate. Yeah. But it was such a weird song. Like, music-wise and melody-wise, it's just kind of like, okay, this is strange. So, I don't know. I'm like, about this, but I still enjoyed it. Your performance was good.
Yeah, it was good. I liked it. Yeah. I thought it was... I didn't like it as much as your first song, but I did like it, so... why don't we move on to the last song of the night?
Yay! Yeah. Kind of.
Woo!
Yay and all.
Done!
Yay and all.
Almost done.
Last up for the evening is Dylan.
Cause it's all in my head. I think about it over and over again. And I can't picture you again. It hurts so bad. All in my head. I think about it over and over again. And I'll replay it over and over again. And I can't take it, yeah, I can't shake it. Can't wait to see you. Wanna see if you still got that look in your eye, that one you had for me before we said our goodbye. It's a shame that we gotta spend our time being mad about the same thing over and over again. About the same thing over and over again. And I think she's leaving. Oh man, she's leaving. I don't know what else to do. I can't go on not loving you. Cause it's all in my head. I think about it over and over again. And I can't keep picturing you with him. It hurts so bad, cause it's all in my head. I think about it over and over again. And I replay it over and over again. Yeah, I can't take it. Yeah, I can't shake it. I remember the day you left. I remember the last breath you took right in front of me. When you said that you would leave, I was too damn stubborn to try to stop you or say anything. But I see clearly now, and this choice I make keeps playing in my head over and over again. Playing in my head over and over again. Oh, I think she's leaving. Oh man, she's leaving. I don't know what else to do. I can't go on not loving you. It's all in my head. I think about it over and over again. And I can't keep picturing you with me. It hurts so bad. It's all in my head. I think about it over and over again. I replay it over and over again. I can't take it. I can't shake it. No. Now that I realize I'm going down from all this pain you put me through. Every time I close my eyes, I lock it down. I can't go on not loving you. Cause it's all in my head. I think about it over and over again. I can't keep picturing you with him. It hurts so bad. It's all in my head. I think about it over and over again. I'll replay it over and over again. I can't take it. I can't shake it. It's all in my head. I think about it over and over again. I can't keep picturing you with him. It hurts so bad. It's all in my head. I think about it over and over again. I replay it over and over again. And I can't take it. I can't shake it now.
Last song for Dylan and Lone Star.
Closing us off forever for this season.
So sad. It was such a strange mix of genres, Val said
in
the chat.
I know, this is like, this baffled me, like R&B country, I'm like, what? It's such a weird hybrid of genres.
I did not know this is country at all.
Yeah, it's, I think it's, I want to say Tim McGraw. Yes, Tim McGraw. And Nelly.
Nelly. Is it? Was there rap in there?
Yeah, there was rap in there.
Oh. He's like sing-speaking it.
Yeah.
Maybe I didn't notice at all. I was like, well,
no, it was like
kinda rapping.
Yeah, like sing-rap. Yeah. Huh.
Yeah, it's supposed to be,
I know the song, but it's been a while, so I don't remember who sings it.
I think it's Tim McGraw.
Anyway.
Yeah, so, like, it's definitely pop, yeah. So it worked.
So, wow. Interesting song choice.
Yeah, I kind of liked it.
I liked it, yeah.
I think I was saying in the chat that you, Dylan, tonight you went on a vocal journey. In that your first song, you like didn't really have that much emotion / energy, but your vocals were like incredible. Like you sounded so like crisp and like perfect. And then in your second song, you had like really epic vocals and like really epic emotion and energy. So it was like mm-hmm. the perfect mix. And then this one, like your vocals kind of went back to your like emo-y Dylan, and you got a little whiny again. But you had like really good emotion and energy. And personally, I liked the whiny on this song because mm-hmm. it's kind of like that R&B, like bluesy kind of like, oh my God, everything is bad. And you have this like country twang much. To it.
Okay, R&B music is not whiny.
No.
Like, all of the love songs are, and this was, like, one of those type of love or breakup songs.
I mean, yeah, like, that's what actually I meant, whiny. Like,
no, I know.
It's like producing a whine in your voice.
Well, the whine aspect comes from the country part of it, is what I was... It was, like, a mix of, like,
if that was a
somebody
choice
else talk.
To be whiny, then it wasn't, like... it didn't work for me. But I do like the song, and yeah, your emotion was good in it. I don't know, did you think the timing was strange in a few places? In the beginning, mostly?
Yeah, a little bit. You know what I think? Oh, crap, Valk dropped. Okay. Yeah, the timing was... You know what it was? It wasn't the timing for me. It was, like, the weird layering going on.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't think it was... I don't think Dylan was the one doing the layering.
Really?
I think... No, I think it was the backtrack. I think the backtrack was the one.
He was singing along with the background vocals, I think.
Oh,
so he was, like, putting his voice over the... I couldn't hear it because my headphones are broken.
With that.
I really liked the layering parts. I thought that was really a really nice touch.
I like that it was layered. I didn't like the beginning where the timing was all funky.
Yeah, I agree with that.
But I like that there was, like, a chorus of people singing to me in my head.
Yeah. Well. It, like, really fit the genre well. You picked your songs really well tonight, so kudos.
Yeah. Good choices.
Mm-hmm. Dylan picked really good choices for his voice. I thought. So I guess we should go deliberate.
Dun dun dun.
Okay. Oh, okay.
You guys ready?
Sure.
Done. Alright. We have deliberated and found a winner.
Dun 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 dun. It's shocking.
It is shocking.
It is shocking.
We were shocked.
So in the first round of country,
three times the country.
Three times.
Yeah.
The southern flavor. Who wants to say who won? For us.
Oh.
Pretty unanimous.
In the first round, we had Russ winning, definitely.
He was our favorite.
Yeah.
First.
Definitely.
For the second.
Second round, we all had Dylan, and I think, do we all agree that song was our favorite of the night?
That was still the best song of the night. Yeah, yeah, I loved it. I'm going to keep that and stick it on my computer.
I know.
I'm gonna stick it on my fridge.
I'm going to stick it on my iPod.
Oh, yeah.
I'm gonna stick it on my, you know.
I'm going to make it my phone ring.
Mm. Your phone ring?
I'm not, but I'm being nice.
Phone ring.
and then for the third one, the third one was the hardest, definitely. There wasn't a clear winner. There wasn't, like...
Yeah.
I don't know. There were two songs that were, like, kind of neck and neck.
Yeah.
And, like, it wasn't, like, the other two rounds where, like, their songs, like, stuck out so amazingly.
This round was one of the weaker ones.
Yeah, definitely. I think it was the weakest one for everybody.
Yeah.
No, actually, I like the... Never mind.
It was the weakest, but everyone still did well. So.
Everyone still really,
at this point, it's song choice and luck.
Yeah.
And, like, honestly, Everybody like, gets huge so song good choice. Tonight. And, like, you three are in the finale for a reason. And, like, all three of you are really talented, mm-hmm. talented people. And, like, that's why you're here. And that's why you've made it this far. And you've, like, proven that this is who awesome. You are over the semester. Like, over the semester.
The semester. You've graduated Lone Star Academy.
We're going to write you some very nice recommendations.
Shut up. We'll write you recommendations for Rockstar.
To ourselves. Yeah.
To ourselves.
We'll get there in the mail.
It'll be like, I'll write one to Val. Lulu can write one to me. Yeah. And then Val can write one to Lulu. It'll be great. It's fantastic. Oh, just fantastic.
So, let's get to this.
Okay, well, so, let's say...
Yeah.
So who won the third round?
I'm thinking it was Dylan.
I'm thinking it was Dylan too.
Yay. I am
so
too.
So that means that because Dylan won twice.
And overall.
Like, and overall.
Was very good.
And you have grown exponentially. Oh. Ooh, look at that word. Yeah. Exponentially. Vocally. Like, your vocals have gotten so much better. And, like, your emotion's always been there, but you, like, really proved mm-hmm. that you have that tonight. And so that is why Dylan Collins is the first winner of Lone Star.
Of Lone Star. Oh, Star. Yay!
Woo!
So you get an epic badge.
Mm-hmm. Well, they all get badges.
Oh.
So.
Well, you won, so you can, like... throw your badge in their yeah. faces, even though they have one.
Your badge will be superior to theirs.
And tonight yeah. we had Russ coming in second, yes. and Maddie came in third, just in case like you guys were wondering. But honestly, it was really yeah, close, and you guys picked wonderful songs, yeah. and you performed incredibly tonight. And this was mm-hmm. a really
it was
hard
very
decision.
Enjoyable to listen
the whole
to.
Yeah, it was four so was fun. Really close. So
yeah, the top four. Yeah. was really
it's
close.
Been kind of a toss up. Since then, it's like,
I know
what's gonna happen.
Mm-hmm. I was like, who's gonna win? So,
but everyone did
great
really well.
Job to everybody in the finale. Yeah. And like, seriously, thank you all for competing. Yeah. And like, everybody who was in the competition, even from the beginning, like, this was so much fun and really mm-hmm. good. And the learning experience for everyone
Yay.
Involved, including us.
Yeah. Hope you guys have fun.
Yeah,
that
yeah.
you have a newfound and, love for country.
But we come back for season two.
Yes, newfound love for
yes,
country.
Yes, a newfound love for country.
Woo.
Yay.
Stay tuned for
Yay.
Season two.
Oh. Oh.
Perhaps.
The sequel.
Next summer
Sometime
or something
soon.
Like that.
Sequel, which may
and
not be as good, but...
Please audition for Rockstar.
Yes.
Auditions are open until Sunday, so Ooh. Feel free to send in auditions for that.
Yeah.
Thank
Yay.
You, and congratulations
Congrats,
to all.
Dylans.
And good night.
Good night.
Good night.